Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Four Charleston-area mental health professionals recently traveled to Puerto Rico to provide trauma-focused workshops for teachers in the aftermath and devastation of Hurricane Maria. To talk about helping children of Puerto Rico recover is Dr. Michael De Arellano. He's a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences and serves on the faculty at the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. De Arellano, can you tell us a bit about the trauma-focused workshops that you and your colleagues hosted for teachers in Puerto Rico?
Well, we organized a relief team as a collaboration between the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center, Mental Health Disparities and Diversity Program, where we sent faculty down to Puerto Rico in order to be able to work with teachers, social workers, and counselors to help them to be able to learn some basic skills to be able to care for themselves and care for children as the schools reopened.
What are some of the common problems that children may experience after a hurricane or a natural disaster?
So there's a wide range of problems that children and adults can have after a natural disaster. They can include symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, anxiety. They can show, for example, hypervigilance. They can be concerned when it starts to rain again. They can be re-experiencing the event. They can have nightmares. They can have difficulty paying attention. And it doesn't necessarily mean that they need therapy right after a hurricane. But because symptoms of PTSD, anxiety, and depression are almost ubiquitous after a hurricane or other natural disaster, it's important to get them some support early on to help to try to prevent long-term problems from arising.
When children return to school and they return to some sort of normal routine, is that in and of itself an important milestone?
Absolutely. So kids really need structure, consistency, predictability in order to be able to recover from something like this. They also, if you can imagine, they're coming from environments where sometimes there's no power, there's no light, their homes have openings where animals can come through. There are a lot of distractions. And then they come into school and we expect them to sit quietly and pay attention of all the directions. That's one of the reasons why we were teaching teachers and social workers different types of skills to help to center kids, to help them to focus in on what was going on in the classroom and be able to try to shut out some of the stressors that they're experiencing in their homes and, you know, in the environment before returning to school.
Dr. De Arellano, you and your team went to Puerto Rico once already. Are there plans to return?
Yes. What we started with in our last trip was just the beginning to try to get kids on the road to recovery. We are going to be returning sometime between January and March to be able to provide a larger dose of support. And then we are going to be returning in the summer to train therapists to be able to provide trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy so that children who need more assistance than simply coping skills and the treatments that teachers and social workers can give them, those who really are having more long-term problems with post-traumatic stress symptoms, depression symptoms, and anxiety can get the help that they need in Puerto Rico.
Dr. De Arellano, thanks for providing this information about training teachers and helping children in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.